Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1528, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. R.L. Graven is not the truth, and that the evidence I gave at the above-named trial was not the truth. It is true that my wife Manola was employed at the home of Mrs. Dot Selig, where Mr. Dot Leo M. Dot Frank resided, and it is true that on Saturday, April 26, 1913, I called at the Selig home to see my wife Manola, but I reached the Selig home on the date in question a little before 12 o'clock noon, and I heard the 12 o'clock whistle blow at the Southern Railway shops after I reached the Selig home, and also heard the 12:30 o'clock whistle blow at the same shops while I was talking with my wife. And when I heard the 12:30 o'clock whistle blow, I left the Selig home and walked up Georgia Avenue to Pulliam Street, then up Pulliam Street to Bass Street, and then to my own home, which was at that time located in the rear of No. 51 Pulliam Street. When I reached the Selig home on Saturday, April 26, 1913, my wife, Manola, was busy preparing the noontime meal, but she had not served the meal before I left the house. I did not see Mr. Leo M. Dot Frank at all on April 26, 1913, at any time or place, and my evidence at the trial of Mr. Dot Frank was the result of a plan perfected by said R.L. Graven to collect the reward offered for the arrest and conviction of the murderer of Mary Fagan, a part of which reward was promised to me by said R.L. Graven as a reward for the false testimony I gave at the trial. I told Mr. Graven that I did not want to tell any lies on Mr. Dot Frank, but Mr. Graven would tell me that in order to collect the reward, it was necessary for me to go right ahead and do what he, Graven, told me to do, and I was weak enough to follow said Graven's instructions and do as I was told by him. Mr. Graven told me to say that my wife, Manola, had stated to me that when Mr. Dot Frank came home on April 26, 1913, that he was drunk, and that she had seen Mr. Dot Frank with a pistol in his hand and heard him threaten to shoot himself, and that while drunk that night, he, Frank, had made his, Frank's wife, sleep on the floor. All these statements were created by said R.L. Graven, and that Mr. Dot Graven told me that it was necessary for me to swear to these facts in order to support the evidence of my wife, who had made an affidavit to the same set of alleged facts. I now say that if I am called upon to testify again, regard.